You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. Richard Cox was born in Milwaukee, raised on the West Side. He spent most of his career advocating for the city's disadvantaged residents. In February, he became executive director of Neighborhood House of Milwaukee in the city's Concordia neighborhood. The center reaches out to young people and families in struggling neighborhoods. Lake Effect's Sarah Prince talks with Richard Cox about the clients and offerings at Neighborhood House.
We have an early childhood services program there that's from infants through preschool. Then we have youth programs, teen programs, and adult programs. At Neighborhood House, we help them appreciate the environment. We help them understand working together through projects, through activities. And we provide a safe place for people to engage with each other. Hopefully we're demonstrating the right behavior in terms of conflict resolution, and that's part of a collaborative with others in terms of what the city is currently doing and trying to address violence in the community.
Neighborhood House primarily is serving the areas around Concordia, Metcalf Park, Cold Spring, Milwaukee's West Side. Specifically, how is it helping families who are living there? I guess what I really want to know is, what motivates the families who are living there to come to Neighborhood House?
We try to provide a positive outlet. Although we tailor programs to deal with specific age groups, we also try to once a month host a family night at Neighborhood House where we have a group activity, usually accompanied by food. And so we're able to have the family come as a unit and have the family participate together, and it sort of reinforces that family structure that I think is very important.
A year ago, you hadn't even heard of Neighborhood House. So I'm wondering about people in these communities. How do they hear about Neighborhood House and get to trust it? And why do they want to come out there? What are they saying?
Well, that's interesting because Neighborhood House has been around over 60 years and has served hundreds of thousands of people over that 60-year period. And one of the things that happens is because it's known in its immediate service area and families sort of grow up there, children who participated as children through the youth programs become adults and have families, their children also participate in Neighborhood House. We need to let people know what we're doing. And so that's part of a marketing strategy we have to do at Neighborhood House to expand our reach to have a maximum impact on the people within our area.
Have you met any families in particular that grew up in Neighborhood House?
Well, the former executive director, his children grew up in Neighborhood House, Clarence Johnson, who's now, by the way, working with Justice 2000. That's a criminal justice agency, and their focus is on working with the courts. One of the things they do, they work with the pretrial population, providing alternatives to incarceration for people charged with crimes, and also providing for services and alternatives to incarceration once people are convicted of certain crimes.
You grew up on 9th and Clark in Milwaukee. You were there until the 1970s, and you've described it as being very safe and family-oriented, a great neighborhood to grow up in, but it's a very different neighborhood now. Can you describe how you've seen it change over the years?
Well, I think this is my experience is one that demonstrates that economics has a lot to do with the health and vibrance of a neighborhood. When I grew up, I remembered that there were a lot of two-parent families, both parents working, employed. I know we had a lot of major employers in the Milwaukee area. And there was a sense of a village, a sense of people looking out for each other. And as the economy somewhat changed in Milwaukee and some of the major manufacturers are moving out, shutting down, cutting back, I think that one of the things that we recognize is society has changed somewhat where when I was growing up, even as a teenager, weapons were not as available to youth as they are now. And conflicts didn't instantly escalate into deadly situations. And that's what we have now. We have circumstances where a misunderstanding can rapidly deteriorate into a shooting. And that just wasn't the case when I was growing up.
What are others at Neighborhood House, what have they been saying about youth that they've been working with? Are they hearing any particular issues that keep coming up over and over again that maybe are leading to violence? And
I don't know about issues leading to violence, but I think our youth are concerned about safety. A lot of youth that participate in programs and some that would like to participate that don't are concerned about safety in terms of coming to programming we have at Neighborhood House and what happens when they leave. Their parents are concerned if there's not transportation, they may not come. And like most neighborhood centers similar to Neighborhood House, we have a secure building and we have it's a safe building. But it's not that they're worried about what will happen while they're in Neighborhood House. It's to and from sometimes that people are concerned. Now, the area around Neighborhood House is part of Neighborhood House is actually in the historic Concordia neighborhood, and it's a revitalized neighborhood. It's rebuilding a lot of homeowners with commitment to the area. It's really a neighborhood that is growing and attempting to be a very good, safe place, and in fact it is. It's a lot of times the general concern that parents of teens have when their teen is out after dark.
Is that a transportation issue?
That part is a transportation issue. However, the perception of it being unsafe after dark in areas of the city is one that I think our current chief is addressing with the way he's embracing and encouraging within the Milwaukee Police Department, community-oriented policing, where the community is engaged with the police and they're policing the community together.
As the new executive director of Neighborhood House, you mentioned that one of the things that you want to do is to provide better outreach to the community. So can you give an example of what you would like to see happen?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is letting people know again that we're here and we're interested in them coming. But also we're trying to restructure organized activity. As an example, recently I wrote a letter to the chief of police as part of our initiative with Safe and Sound to have allow officers from the 3rd District to participate with youth teens at Neighborhood House in 3-on-3 basketball, and that gets them engaged together, and then the officers communicate and talk with the youth afterwards, and it building relationships. The other things we're doing in terms of our youth and programming and trying to reach young adults is we're bringing in Project Big Step and WRTP, Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership, that will provide job training, to provide youth employment training and access, and help people understand what they need to do to receive a family earning wage job.
How do you get a community of people who are living in a safe neighborhood interested in reaching out to communities of people where violence is a daily occurrence?
Well, we know that, unfortunately, in the past, Milwaukee's had some infamous incidents that have made national news. And they haven't occurred in neighborhoods that are, quote, safe, but it's had a very negative impact on the city of Milwaukee. And so what we need to recognize is we're all part of this community called Milwaukee, this community called Wisconsin, and we need to understand that whatever goes on in Milwaukee impacts us all, one way or another. Within the city of Milwaukee, literally every tax levy dollar raised goes to the Milwaukee Police Department. So whether you live in a community or a neighborhood that you might perceive as safe, you're paying for the activities and the violence and the disruption that occurs in other areas of the city.
All urban areas have a certain amount of violence. As far as Milwaukee's is concerned, what do you think is an acceptable amount? And was it better 10 years ago than it is now? Or what's the change and difference? Where's the progress that we've made?
No amount of violence is acceptable. When you have a young life that's been altered either by being killed or being maimed or being traumatized by violence, it's not acceptable. And what we need to recognize is whether it is a 4-year-old that's shot by a stray bullet or an 18-year-old some might perceive as a gang member being shot, it's a tragedy. It's a human life that's been lost. And it has a dampening impact on the community. It really pulls us down as a society. You know, statistically, we've known for a very long time in the criminal justice community, and sometimes it's being spoken of now, is that areas that have very high graduation rates, the areas with the highest graduation rates from high school, have the lowest violent crime rates and the lowest incarceration rates. So you know the connection is education and proper education. We need to recognize that and invest so that we have a population that has options. We have a population that can see a future and have hope. And that's what we need to do. We need to embrace that. What level of violence is acceptable? To me, that's a zero tolerance level. No violence is acceptable.
Have we improved in the last 10 years, do you think?
I know statistically, when you measure homicide rates and violent crimes and whatnot, I'm not sure what the trend has been over the last, it's been up and down over the last 10 years. I know recently our homicide rate has gone down. But I think one of the things, and I do believe our police department under the new chief is looking at not just homicides, but shootings. Because a shooting that was not a homicide may be because the person couldn't shoot straight or because of life-saving efforts from the fire department or other people. So it's just as serious as a homicide. We need to look at that to try and address that. But also I think they're embracing the fact that as a community, we need to be policing ourselves as a community. The police are only part of that policing effort, and they need to be engaged with the community, working with the community. There needs to be a trust between the police and the community, and I think this chief is working toward building that.
And just a curiosity question here. If there is a teenage boy, 13, 14 years old, who is living on 9th and Clark today, will he be as successful as you are right now?
That's a tough question to answer because I would like to hope that that person would be. I think the factors that will help that will be what kind of family support, family structure that young person has, what kind of outlets that person has in addition to school, how supportive in that person's educational process the family is and the system is in supporting him, and how lucky he is in terms of avoiding violent confrontation.
Richard Cox, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
Richard Cox is executive director of Neighborhood House of Milwaukee. He comes to the organization from the Benedict Center, which advocates for a fair criminal justice system. He spoke with Sarah Prince. Richard Cox was born and raised in Milwaukee. He tells Sarah he grew up at 9th and Clark in the 1960s. Coming up next, Lake Effect contributor, blogging attorney, Ann Reed on taming the internet. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.